In Gaza today, at a rally in support of Lebanon, Palestinians carried Hezbollah flags and held posters of Hezbollah's leader, Sheikh Syed Hassan Nasrallah. They chanted, "Dear Nasrallah, bomb Tel Aviv." Hassan Nasrallah is in his mid-40s. He became Secretary General of Hezbollah when he was 32, after his predecessor was killed in an Israeli helicopter attack. Nasrallah's home and office have been the targets of Israeli warplanes over the past week. Adam Schatz reported on Hezbollah for the New York Review of Books in 2003 and interviewed Nasrallah in Beirut. He joins us from New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Describe, if you would, the cult of personality that's developed around him.
Among his followers, Nasrallah is often described as his eminence. He's a man who commands immense authority among his Shiite followers. But he's also managed to attract an enormous following in the Arab world. It could be argued that Nasrallah's following is much vaster in other parts of the Arab world than it is in Lebanon, particularly in Syria. And he owes his success to the power of his speeches, to his analytic abilities, and to his skills as a military commander and as a politician.
You mentioned the power of his speeches. I've read that lines from Nasrallah's speeches have been turned into cell phone ringtones. What is it that he's saying in these speeches that his followers find so compelling?
Well, I think what his followers find powerful about his speeches is that there seems to be no hypocrisy in them. And he's also able to combine nationalism with certain Islamic motifs. It's hard to describe his speeches as Islamist, unlike, for example, the speeches of a member of Al-Qaeda. They're often framed in terms of fighting the occupier, fighting a colonial power, if you will.
When you talk about fighting the occupier, Hezbollah and Nasrallah in particular are credited with forcing Israel's withdrawal from southern Lebanon. What is his goal now? If Israel's out of the country, is it an Islamic State in Lebanon? Is it the destruction of Israel itself?
Well, when Hezbollah first arose in the early 1990s, its goal was the creation of an Islamic State in Lebanon. But it's tempered that slogan a great deal, and Nasrallah has made it clear that this is not an immediate goal of Hezbollah and that it would require the agreement of all Lebanese. Israel is no longer occupying southern Lebanon, but it still occupies a sliver of the Golan Heights called the Sheba Farms. Now, according to the United Nations, the Sheba Farms belong to Syria, but Syria and Lebanon have insisted that Sheba belongs to Lebanon so that Hezbollah can continue what it calls the resistance. So in Hezbollah's view, Israel is still occupying Lebanese land. Now, this is clearly a very convenient strategy for Hezbollah. The thing that Hezbollah fears most is becoming just another Lebanese political party.
And what about his mission in terms of the State of Israel itself?
His mission with the State of Israel has remained consistent. I mean, he regards Israel as a usurper state, has described it as occupied Palestine. So yes, his goal is clearly the destruction of the Jewish state. Now, Hezbollah and Nasrallah have indicated at times that they'd be willing to live with a two-state solution, provided that's what the Palestinians agree to. However, in the absence of the establishment of a viable Palestinian state, and with Israeli unilateralism, the siege in Gaza, et cetera, Nasrallah and Hezbollah will happily stir up the pot, because Hezbollah thrives on instability. Instability is what gives Hezbollah the excuse to continue waging its war.
So Nasrallah would be looking at what's going on in Gaza right now and seeing an opportunity for himself, for his followers, for Hezbollah?
I think without a doubt, although I think that the Hezbollah raid, although it took place in the midst of Israel's siege in Gaza, has objectives that go far beyond the Israeli-Palestinian theater. I think it's an extraordinarily complicated raid, and I'm still puzzling over exactly what Hassan Nasrallah is up to.
Adam Schatz, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Adam Schatz is literary editor for The Nation. He interviewed Sheikh Syed Hassan Nasrallah in 2003 for a series he wrote for the New York Review of Books.